So ghosting, if you're catching this now, this may be a good time here. I want to talk on this topic of ghosting for a second, because I have definitely been a professional ghoster at times, and I am not proud of that, by the way. I'm making light of it. I know that it definitely causes pain and suffering for people when they can't get a response. But what I've found is, in my own life, is that ghosting is a byproduct of people being afraid. And whether they can articulate that or they're conscious about it is a whole different conversation. But ultimately, I think subconsciously people are afraid to respond to people when the response is unfavorable, because they don't know how the person will respond and the person isn't safe. And depending on what kind of trauma somebody had at a younger age will definitely exacerbate how they'll feel about a person who is a loose cannon, and they're not quite sure, or they're unpredictable how they're going to respond. And so if you've ever ghosted or been ghosted, get into that headspace. Why do you do it? I know for me, I am truly afraid of the response of the other person. Now, I have gotten better at this over time. I've been able to communicate better over time, but ultimately that is the biggest thing. Anytime I ever told little white lies with my wife, what am I afraid of? How she's going to respond? If I can have, which we have, not if, when we've had the conversations about this, we've both learned and we both have to practice, because she has to practice not living up to a response that I would assume she might give in something that might be unfavorable, right? And if she does that quote unquote scary response, or vice versa, if I do it, we're all different. I practice daily being able to have people share things with me they've never shared with anybody else, and not feel shame and guilt and pressure and force and, you know, and all these negative emotions when they share with me. Cause I don't hear something, "Oh, wow, my God, wow, you did that. I can't believe that. Woo. Jeez. Holy shit." You know, like I don't do that. And you're like, "Oh my God, I'm never gonna share anything else with you again." Right. So practice creating a safe place for people, so that if you want people to ghost you less, share with you more, communicate with you more, practice being a safe place for people to share. Practice saying things like, "Hey, you know, at times when I don't have somebody respond, let's say I had a great meeting with somebody and now they won't respond to me. But the meeting was great. If the meeting was horrible, that's a different conversation. But if the meeting was incredible, you felt it was incredible, the vibe they gave you was incredible, and now you can't get a hold of these people. No matter what you seem to do, they won't respond to you." What I would tend to do, because I've still had things that have gone a couple different ways. One, they don't respond regardless. No matter what you say, they just don't respond. Well, then maybe it's just time to move on, right? But I typically can elicit a response more if I say, "Hey, when we met, everything seemed really good. It seemed like you were really excited. I've been trying to get a hold of you." Now, this doesn't mean this is 20 minutes after you sent a message. You're like, you know, blasting them with messages. But like, if you had a conversation today, right? Give somebody 24 to 48 hours, or make it clear when you're going to reconnect, right? Try to set that if you can. Okay, it's been 48 hours. Now you send a message. You wait 24, 48 hours. They haven't gotten back to you, right? Now you send something again, right? You maybe try a few different methods. Then you might say something like, "Hey, you know, the last time we talked, you seemed really excited. I haven't been able to get a hold of you, but I don't want to automatically assume that you're not interested or you don't want it, or et cetera, et cetera. If you could just let me know, you're not going to hurt my feelings, you know, or anything else. I just want to make sure that you're getting the message. Because I'm going to assume right now that you're not even getting it, or you're not receiving it, or it's ending up in junk." And so that's why I'll try to go from a couple different angles: messenger, IG, you know, LinkedIn, email, text, whatever the formats that I can get a hold of them, and just elicit that then they can feel safe to go, "Yeah, you know what? I was excited on the call, but then I thought about it, or I talked to my wife, or I did this, or my business owner, and you know what? We're just not going to do it right now." Okay, that's fine. If any point in time, you know, you're interested, let me know. Do you think that you might be interested ever? And if they say, "No, I'm not interested ever," then just leave them alone. They might say, "You know what? No, this is what I do sometimes. I go, you know what? I'm just not interested right now. But I may be interested later." Right? So yeah, reach out to me in 3 months. Now, what I don't want is somebody who beats me over the head with a 2x4 to do something now. If they say, "No problem, I'll reach out to you in a few months." And I've had people that have reached out to me, and then they reach out and I say hello or interact. And then I say, "No, you know, I'm not interested right now. Why don't you reach out about 6 months?" I've had people do this for a few years and I've ended up doing business with them. They're always kind. They're always patient, right? They're always friendly. They're always helpful. and they're not pushy or forceful or anything else. It makes me want to interact because I know I'm not going to get berated by them. And then they reach out and then I end up doing it. So create a safe place. I think a lot of people ghost because they're afraid of how the other person will react. And again, people don't want to disappoint. I mean, it's basic human nature for anybody who's probably not a sociopath to not want to disappoint, to not want to discourage, to not want to frustrate, to not want to let down, to not want to upset another person. And so if I have to interact with you, especially vocally, and reject you, basically, that for a lot of people is uncomfortable, right? It's very uncomfortable for people to look you. First of all, it's like they can be great actors and be like, oh, this is great. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh my God. Da, 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 da. And then there's at times that's 100% accurate and true. And then there's other times where it's not true, meaning they did it to not have to look you in the eye or hear your voice go, oh, what? Well, yeah, right? Or, well, right? And getting really intense. And so they don't know what they're going to do. So a lot of times they just show excitement and then get off the call and then just ignore, right? And then it leaves you going, what did I do? What did I say? Why could I have done better? I don't know. They rejected me. And it hurts to get rejected. But, you know, the more that we can understand that, the more we can create the safe place to share, to communicate, to not maybe set ourselves up to be ghosted or to ghost. And so, anyways, so I thought that was a good thing to bring up here. And that's what I like about these two sometimes is to just let them free flow. You know, there's topics that come up in natural flow of things that could be beneficial. So again, if you have any comments, thoughts, or questions, please reach out. Don't hesitate to connect. I'm here to help. I'm here to help, and I want the content to be directed by your thoughts and questions. I love to react. And then if you need help, if you need support, reach out. This is what I do. Still do my video production from time to time, actually, believe it or not. Anybody is curious about that. Usually helping a buddy out, Mr. Ryan Hanlon. Just love being around him. But yeah, my primary thing is coaching. My primary thing is being able to help you get unstuck, you know, untangle your mind and help you move forward in a way that helps you be really excited about the things you get to do. And I want to continue living and breathing. You know, there's a lot where I practice what I preach. And then there's things where at times like this is that idea, get up. Like this is for me. I don't know what that is for you, right? What is it for you that you've got to show up and do more of that is going to help your business or your life or light your soul on fire? Like, I love doing this. I love to support, encourage, motivate, inspire, help unlock people, unleash people so that they can live the life that they dream about, right? And ultimately, in the last few years, even though I didn't do as much things in a promotional, outwardly public standpoint, I was ultimately living a life that I loved. And the part that I wasn't, as I knew I wasn't doing the stuff that can make an impact, right? And also create awareness for the work that I do with people and the coaching that I do in private. So that's why I'm taking a couple hours a day to make sure that I get on here and I publicly share, I publicly inspire, I publicly motivate, encourage, jumpstart, do my thing so that if we never connect, if we never talk, if you never reach out, if we never work together, I can still make an impact on your life. But if you want to go deeper, if you want to dig deeper, if you want me to personally, privately work with you to help, you know, work through things. And I'll say a lot of my coaching, there's no homework. There's no, I hate all that stuff. I hate being told you got to have this done by Friday. You got to do this by this day. You got to do this thing, do this. I hate all that. So if you don't like homework, if you don't like any of that, don't worry. There's none of that. There's no pressure. My mind is almost laid back. And a lot of it, it's not about asking me questions. It's about expressing yourself. There's something healing in expressing yourself. And I do it all with an app. It's all asynchronous. So there's no scheduled calls. It can fit around your life and your schedule. You don't have to worry about showing up at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. You can simply record your thoughts, express yourself whenever you want, 24 hours a day, and I'll get back to you with personalized custom, you know, advice to you, right? So anyways, if you're curious about how that works and how that looks, don't hesitate to reach out on whatever platform. I stream this into a number of different places. The content's all over, but if you have questions, thoughts, whatever platform you're on, we should see the message. And then the mymechanic.net, you can go there and go to the contact page. That's one of the best places to either get into Voxer or send me a message. So anywho, rock and roll, my friends. Have an incredible day, and we'll talk soon. See ya. Bye.